188 years ago this week, a small band of valiant men began a long struggle for freedom. They pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, not only to found a nation, but to forge an ideal of freedom.
Too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Greetings, white America. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier from my log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia. Every day, we battle the loony left.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
But still, we manage to persevere because the good guys always win, even in the 20s. Hey everybody, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. It's me, Tommy Freedom, coming at you for another half an hour. Now before I get into the riots, because they're continuing and you know that's what's going to dominate this show, there is one last gasp from COVID that I just want to share with you. And this just shows the absolute idiocy of our friends over in the European Union. Well, actually, they're not in the European Union anymore. They have separated with Brexit. That would be our friends across the pond in Great Britain. Now, I'm not sure if this is just in the country of England or if it's the entire United Kingdom, but it is now illegal to have sex with someone you are not related to. Yes, my friends, you heard that correctly. Since they passed an idiotic law that went into effect the other day, it is illegal for more, you're going to love this, for more than one person to gather if you don't live in the same household. So what's the next number? Two. Right. So unless you're in the same household, it's illegal for you to meet up with someone else. So you can't just go across the street and give your neighbor a tomato that you grew in your garden or anything like that, which means that if you're not married, or you're estranged and you would like to have sex with someone, it is now illegal in Britain to do so. So I guess the only thing that leaves is relatives, right? Yeah, because you're living in the same household. So it's legal then. I guess it's okay to have sex with your sister, or your brother, your mom, your dad, your aunt, your uncle, your niece, your nephew, but not your girlfriend or your boyfriend. It is just absolutely stupid how paranoid everybody has gotten over this crap. I will be so glad when it's over and done with. I have had it with the sheer stupidity that this has led to. So that being said, get the COVID crap out of the way. I want to get back into everything that's been going on with the rioting and the protests and exactly what's going on. I want to start out with something that's a local story here because, you know, we've had some major riots here in Charlotte that have made national news as well. I'm sure you've seen the video that was shown of the police supposedly cornering protesters and firing tear gas from two different sides and supposedly trapping them and doing this. It's a bunch of crap. Once the body cam footage is released to the public, it will all make sense what they're actually doing. But this is another story out of Charlotte, and apparently the Carolina Panthers are cutting ties with a major local promotional partner after the company's founder and CEO was revealed to have sent an email with racially charged comments. That would be Ken Gill, who is the CEO of CPI Security, which is actually based here in Charlotte. He replied to a mass email from a nonprofit group called Queen City Unity asking for action in responses to killings of black people by police, like George Floyd, by writing, "Please spend your time in a more productive way," A better use of time would be to focus on the black-on-black crime and senseless killing of our young men by other young men. Have a good day, Ken Gill. Well, everything that was in there was exactly spot on. They kill each other more than we do. I mean, the majority of violent crime in this country is committed first by blacks and then by Hispanics. You cannot deny that. So he was very correct in what he was saying. Now, this was posted on Facebook by one Jorge Bilares, who runs the Queer City Unity Group. And Bilares criticized Gill for insensitive and racist comments and called for a boycott of CPI security, which is exactly what happened. Last Saturday, we said we are committed to doing our part, and we mean it, the team wrote in a statement posted on social media Saturday night. CPI Security has been a long-term partner, but upon reflection, we feel it is right to end our relationship, and we have informed Mr. Gill of our decision tonight. Well, let me say something, folks. Again, I told you that CPI Security is based here in Charlotte. And in fact, if you've seen their commercials that show the cruisers, typically they use some sort of an SUV. It's white, and it's got stripes down the side, and it says police. Well, what they have effectively blocked out is where it says CMPD above that, Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department. But that is a CMPD cruiser, and if you've seen those in those commercials, that's why, because it's shot here. I'm not positive, but the way that's done, I'd almost say it was done by Tekking Productions, just the way it was done. Really, really good group of commercial producers, music video producers that I've worked with a number of times. So if you are thinking of installing a security system, I would actually spend the money now and send a message out to everyone that we're going to continue to support CPI because they have taken the time to actually state the truth and not a bunch of political correctness. Continuing on now, I'm sure that you have also heard that someone was finally killed for looting, and it's about damn time. So this is from The Sun. And if you're familiar with the supermarket tabloids, you've got the National Enquirer, The Sun, The Examiner. There's several of them. And for years, I mean, just the most ludicrous stuff would be put out by these publications. You know, my son is an alien. Just really, really weird stuff. But it seems recently they're the only ones who actually have the audacity to print the real truth in the media. They're pretty much middle of the road, I would say. They're not terribly biased because they're controversial to begin with. So a looter was allegedly shot and killed by a gun store owner in Pennsylvania last Tuesday as protests continued across the country. Police said the owner of the Firing Line Incorporated, which is located in Philadelphia, the City of Brothers, was spending the night in a store because people had tried breaking in over recent nights. And according to WCAU, the 67-year-old owner said he was watching his security camera when three or four people tried breaking in around 4:15 a.m., allegedly using bolt cutters on the store's gate. Well, let me just stop right there. If you're coming to a gun store with a pair of bolt cutters, you're there for one reason. You're not looking for food. You're not looking for TVs. You're not looking for clothes. You are going there to steal guns and ammunition. If you're bringing the bolt cutters with you, that is a crime that has been thought out ahead of time, all right? This is not a spur-of-the-moment occurrence. The group of would-be looters smashed the business's back door and went upstairs, which is when the owner reportedly started shooting with his Bushmaster M4 rifle. Gee, where have we heard Bushies before? Everybody seems to love the Bushmaster. Actually, all the AR-15s that I make use Bushmaster uppers. Very, very good quality. And it says that a man in his 20s who the store owner shot was struck in the head and died in the store. What they're not saying in the article is he shot more than one person. There were three that came in. The first one had the gun. He started to raise it. He was shot in the head. The other one, I think, was going for it or something. He got shot also. He did not die. And the third one fled the scene. And authorities said they found a gun which did not belong to the store owner at the scene. And he's not been charged. It goes on to say the neighborhood where the shop, it says stop, but I mean, they think they mean the shop, is located has seen many members of the community protect their stores from looting. Tens of thousands of people have been protesting since May 25th after George Floyd died in police custody. We know what goes on for the rest of that. But it's about time that this has happened. He has not been charged for shooting a looter, and he should not be. He's defending his property. And when you're greeted by someone with a gun who's breaking into your place with the intent of stealing arms and armament, yeah, you have every right to shoot them. And that's very similar to a case that happened here in North Carolina a couple of years ago, where a father and son got into an altercation with another driver. And this was, I guess, a typical act of road rage. Fingers were flipped and profanities were hurled. Well, anyway, the father and son began pursuing this other driver who was trying to get away. And at some point he stopped. I don't know if it was at a red light or what, because I got chased myself one time. Oh, geez, probably 12, 13 years ago, which is why I've started carrying a gun. And if I have time, I'll share that story with you. If not, I'll share it another time. But it's what got me to carrying a gun with me all the time when I'm in traffic. Always carry a gun with me now, because you never know what's going to set someone off. Well, this driver stopped, and the son got out with a gun and started approaching the guy's car. So he shot him, killed him. At that point, the father jumped out, ran over to the kid, picked up his gun, and was going to fire, and he got shot as well. He did not die, but the son did die. So he shot both of them, killed one, injured the other one critically, and he hired a friend of mine's law firm to represent him, and he got off. I think the charges were even dropped before it even went to court, because it was a clear case of self-defense. When you're defending your home, your property, your business, you have every right to do whatever it takes to protect yourself, your well-being, the well-being and safety of not only yourself, but your family, your friends, and your property. And I don't care what they say, no property is worth someone's life. The hell it's not. If you've worked all your life to put a business together and a bunch of punks come in smashing it, stealing, setting it on fire, burning it to the ground, and you have to stand there and watch everything that you've worked hard for all your life burn to the ground, or see it carted out piece by piece, especially if we're dealing with guns and ammunition that can potentially kill other people, yeah, property is more important than some punk's life.
It's Tommy Freedom.
But it is about time that people have started to stand up and take this country back. We rely on the police too often, and yes, they've caught a lot of flack recently for everything that's been going on, and you see a lot of these videos with them just beating protesters with batons and firing tear gas at them, but what they're not showing you is what has led up to that. Having rocks and bottles thrown at them. Oh, and let me just add this right now before I forget. When you hear on the news that the police are overreacting for having water bottles thrown at them, let me explain to you what that means, okay? They're not bottles of water. They're bottles of frozen water. So it's essentially an ice brick that's being thrown. And a little acrylic shield that can actually go through. If you throw that high enough and hard enough, it can come down, it can go right through that shield and strike that officer in the face, causing serious injury. It's just like throwing a rock or a brick. So when they're throwing water bottles, it is not just a bottle of water, which would write smart if you got hit with that to begin with. But when you take in the fact that it's frozen, it's a block of ice, that's completely different. But these officers have this stuff thrown at them. People are lighting fireworks. In some cases, they're throwing Molotov cocktails, you know, gas bombs, other explosives, homemade bombs. These officers' lives are in serious jeopardy. Certainly, even if their lives aren't being threatened, their safety is. And these people come in and they agitate them and they taunt them and they get too close and they do this, that, and the other thing. And eventually, you know, it's time to control the crowd, and this happens. Personally, I don't think I could stand there and take being spit on and having that stuff being thrown at me, have those things done to me. I'd probably snap. This is why officers snap, because this happens to them time after time after time. The highest number of incidents of domestic violence involve police officers. And I'll tell you why. It's not because they're bad people or bad cops. It's because they're stressed out with their job and they come home and their old lady is right there going, did you stop by the store and get this, that, and the other thing? Why didn't you mow the lawn? Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? I have a honey-do list for you to do this weekend. No, you're not going to have a beer in a hammock. And they just go off and bam, before you know it, there goes the slap across the face or the punch, the hit, whatever. It just happens. They're so stressed out that you have that thing that sets them off, and it's usually the wife. I can tell you this from personal experience. My ex-wife was a dispatcher, which I've mentioned here, for a very, very large municipality, and she wouldn't turn it off when she came home, and she'd start trying to dispatch me like I was one of her officers, and hell, my rank is chief. That didn't work. And there was many, many times where I wanted to just go and haul off and hit her. And the only thing that really kept me from doing it, folks, I'll be honest, is the fact I would have lost my guns. That kept my temper in check. But you cannot fault a police officer for being under that kind of stress, that kind of emotional strain, and have them just lose it. It happens. What would you do if you were standing on the street and some piece of scum came up and spit in your face? You'd deck the halls, wouldn't you? I sure would. And that's what happens. That's what we're seeing here. These police are being pushed to the brink, and they're getting blamed for it, and it's not their fault. So finally we see the civilians, I'm not going to say taking the law into their own hands, but starting to do something about it. Now here's an article, armed bystanders watch Floyd protesters march in Indiana. They didn't do anything, they didn't get violent, but they were just there with guns to let them know that if things got out of hand, that they would be there to help the police if need be. And I've noticed now, at least here in Charlotte, over the past several nights, that the organizers of the peaceful protests have said that anyone who gets out of hand, throws anything, will be immediately identified and turned over to the police. So they're actually starting to police themselves, which they should have been doing in the beginning. But you have these professional agitators that come in, they're funded you know by who, the most powerful Jew in the world, the same one that funded all the expeditions for these caravans to come up from Central and South America. You know who I'm talking about. For liability reasons, I'm not going to state his name. Well, I could say his first name. It's George. We all know who he is. Very prominent Jewish industrialist, banker, probably the most powerful person on this planet. The Department of Justice, the FBI, the Attorney General, they're all trying to find out who's behind Antifa and funding all these protests. Hey, get a warrant for George and talk to him. That will answer your questions. But anyway, protesters in a rural Indiana city who took to the streets to condemn racism and police killings of black people, encountered bystanders who were holding rifles during the demonstration. And there was a video that circulated on social media, and it shows 21 people standing along a bike trail near downtown Crown Point, Indiana. I'm not sure where Crown Point is. It's not an area I'm familiar with, so I'm going to say it's probably the northern part of the state. I'll have to look it up. Watch, it'll prove me wrong. It'll be somewhere else. But they were watching the protesters march past them. This was last Monday, during the peaceful protest against the police brutality and racism. 8 of the bystanders held firearms, an act that Crown Point Police Chief Pete Land said is protected under state law. There were individuals, not related to a police department, just private citizens, that had their personally owned rifles displayed, he said. This was last Tuesday, during a virtual city forum. Everything's online now. They have a right to do that. Yes, they do. It's legal in Indiana to carry a rifle or a shotgun, but a permit is required to carry a sidearm in public, which is a shame. Here in North Carolina, I love it. It's an open carry state, so you actually have to have a permit to carry concealed. But as long as you can legally own that handgun, you can carry openly in public, which is great. Everyone should have the right to do that. You know, what part of shall not be infringed do these people just not understand? I will never be able to comprehend that. Said it before, say it again. Second Amendment is not about hunting. It's being able to defend yourself, as these store owners are now finding out, as these people are now showing up at these protests armed, just standing there, not provoking anything, but standing there letting them know if they are attacked, they will defend themselves. It's the way it should be. We're a nation of laws, or at least we should be. There's a lot of things that we should be that we aren't. And maybe by the time all of this garbage is over and done with, we will once again be a nation of laws, because if not, and the law begins to break down, we're going to find ourselves in a very, very bad and dire situation. And right now, it may be fun for these millennial punks getting out there, throwing bottles, throwing rocks, shooting off fireworks like it's some kind of a play war at recess or something like that. But let me tell you something, folks. If it hits the fan and we actually do start shooting back and start shooting and taking the streets back ourselves, these little millennials are going to wet their pants because they're going to find out what it's like to live in the real world. I mean, they'll find out soon enough that there are consequences for your actions once you get into the real world, once you get out of high school and college. Let's just say you go to work at a firm. You go to university for 4 years, you get your degree, you get a job at some kind of an upscale company, and you disagree with someone and you get in their face and start screaming at them the way that they've been doing, you're going to get fired. Yeah, you do that to the wrong person, you're going to get worse than fired. You might get a broken nose in the process. These people need to understand that there are ramifications for their actions. Just like that old guy up in Buffalo. Now, the mayor of Buffalo has come out and said that he was an agitator. And apparently he had been out before doing this kind of stuff and agitating at different protests. Whether it was these or others, I don't know. But he's been known to do this. And if you watch the video, I mean, he's right there in the cops' faces, and they are moving to clear the line. And he doesn't move, so one just reaches out and kind of pushes him back, and the guy, being 75 years old, loses his balance, stumbles back and falls straight back onto the sidewalk, splits his head open, he's bleeding there on the sidewalk, knocked him out. And one of the officers does, if you watch it, he stoops down like he's going to see if the guy is okay. And some just keep moving. We got a job to do. You can't let this interfere with it. You've got a job to do. And that's what these people just don't understand. The cops are doing their job. Let them do their damn job. Quit screwing with them. Quit trying to intimidate them and provoke them and set them off, because this is what's going to happen. So these two cops have been suspended for aggressiveness. Not sure what the exact charge is. But in response to that, every single police officer on the Buffalo Emergency Response Team, ERT, as some might call it, SWAT, has resigned. They quit. Now, they haven't quit the force, but they have quit the riot division. They have just said, look, if we're going to do our job and you're going to suspend our officers and charge them with assault for doing their job, then we're all just going to leave. And that's what's got to happen. More and more cops just need to do that. Just imagine, with all this stuff that's going on right now, if one day every single cop in these cities called in sick with the flu or with a sore throat, can you imagine what would happen? And of course, I haven't even had the opportunity to get into these towns, these cities like Los Angeles and New York that are talking about completely disbanding some of their police departments, defunding them to a certain extent, because they want to have lawlessness run rampant. They think they want that. They have no clue what will actually happen should their wish become a reality. They will rue the day that the law enforcement in this country goes away and they're forced to fend for themselves, because their Birkenstocks won't be able to let them run fast enough to get away from the violence that's coming their way. But I'm going to leave you this week with a song by Sammy Hagar. If you're not a really diehard Sammy Hagar fan, you might not be familiar with it. It's called Burning Down the City, off the VOA album. I think you'll enjoy it. It's kind of relevant to what's been going on here. And also, listen to the end. There was another little Easter egg thrown in at the very end that deals with what some of the cops have been going through during this whole situation and how fed up they might be and what they might actually do if they have the chance. Take care. Sit and face up that new, you're burning down, that's why.
some good news and there's some bad news. The good news is you're right, I'm a cop and I gotta take you in. The bad news is I've been suspended and I don't give a